Hello, everybody. It's Jay Roberts here. Today, my short boo is going to be around what I kind of class as MLM debt, but it would be debt of any situation, because having debt around you and having the fear of financial difficulties clouds your judgment. It makes it very difficult to get your business moving forward and learn the skills that you need to do and take the marketing strategic mindset of track and test. Without worrying about the end result, because you've got yourself into a strategic sort of thought process. Now, when I visited over 100 UK home business owners or network marketers at my own expense in 2010, and this was one of the biggest areas that people were struggling in, because they're coming into network marketing, they're coming into MLM with in massive arrears. They know they can start a business for a couple of hundred pounds, and they see that it's the opportunity to turn everything around, and quite rightly so. Fantastic business model, no doubt about that. So, but when you've got debt and worry in your mind, it's very difficult. So I'm going to do something that I put in the report from those visits, by the way. If you Google Home Business Battle of Britain for the UK, this was for, you'll be able to find that report and see what I put in there. But for this, I'd say what you want to do is take the teeth out of the tiger. And by that, I mean, you need to go and understand what your rights are as a consumer as to what you can do to manage your debt. Now, the best places to go, Citizens Advice Bureau and the National Debt Line. Both of these are charitable organisations. I can't stress this enough. Go and get the advice for free from one of these two places, because they're going to give you everything that you need. Now, what happens is by managing, by finding out what everybody can do regarding debt, your creditors, what power they have, what can bailiffs do? If you've got a property, what can they do? Find out everything that can be done so you know the facts. When a creditor is coming onto you and they're looking to pressurize you to get their money, you know what they can and can't do, so you can look after your best interest. Because let me tell you, the creditors don't care about you. They're not interested in what's for your best interest. They're interested in getting their money off of you and getting as much of it as they can. And if you pay them £700, because that's all you've got that month, and now you can't afford to pay your gas and electric, and you can't even get any food, they don't care about that. Okay, it's your job to manage that situation. So you pay them what you can afford to pay them, leaving you enough money to live and survive. But it's all done, you know, perfectly legally and ethically. So it removes the fear. Because once you've got the debt under control, once you've got the finances under control, you've lowered your payments, everybody's in agreement, everything's been done in writing, you don't even need to speak to them on the phone, then you've got a clearer head. And one of my students recently was paying somewhere in the region of like £600 a month, and that's been more than cut in half. No cost to any company to do it, no extra expenses. It was all from free advice given by National Debt Line. And now her head is clearer. She's got more income, more money there to work things forward. So take the teeth out of the tiger with any situation like this when it comes to to debt. Is know what your rights are, know what the facts are, get everything in order, because you've got to steady the ship so you can move forward and start to build a business. Very difficult to do if you're constantly worried about a creditor or a bailiff coming after you. So National Debt Line or Citizens Advice for the UK, head there, get it all in order. Honestly, you'll feel so much better. You'll be able to move the business forward pretty darn quickly.